Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Happy Hump Day, everyone, here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens here. Midweek, turning the page, Patriots-Bengals on tap for Sunday. Another, well, for being honest, another game where the Patriots should be favored by a significant number, Fitzy, and should go out there and take care of business and put up some stats and keep the train chugging along here.
Is there any chance, and I've been trying to run every simulation, every variable, every permutation through my head as to how the Bengals could possibly keep up with the Patriots. And I just, especially in the face of Packers legend and new Patriots Nation legend, Jordy Nelson, upholding the suspension of Ja'Marr Chase, I just can't see a world in which the Bengals are able to keep up with, if not beat the Patriots on Sunday.
Yeah, that last part is the part. With Ja'Marr Chase, could I have talked myself into, well, Flacco, you know, he's had a few games where he's put up 35, 38 points. He can chuck it down the field. We talked about it yesterday, Fitzy, where you might have concerns about the second receiver against Carlton Davis or however they played it. But when you take Ja'Marr Chase out of the equation, no, I really don't think there's any way, and I know you guys get on me for these overly optimistic or positive views. I don't think there's any way this season ends terribly. I don't think there's any way that this game ends terribly. Could you find yourself in a shootout? Maybe. Maybe they make a couple plays. Are you still bad in the red zone? So let's just say they get the usual opening scoring drive. Let's just check that box off. It's 7-0 Bengals. Okay, yeah. Good. Okay. 7-0 Bengals. It's now 7-7 Patriots Bengals. Then they get another drive together, or maybe they get a return that gets them a short field. We know if they get in the red zone, good chance they're going to score. But are they going to do that all day long to the point? And the Bengals defense, I can't even say it stinks. It's whatever is below stinks. They don't pressure the quarterback. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. They can't stop the scoring. That is a putrid defense. So worst case scenario, take the over. Best case scenario, you blow out the Bengals. Those would be my two analysis options for this game.
Yeah, anybody who's looking to find a way to cash in on a little extra seed money for the holidays, because who couldn't, right? You know, and eventually you're not going to find all that mass money. So what do? You just lay the over Sunday, and I don't even care. I haven't looked at the number. I know the number in the game is 6.5, I believe, right now, and that almost feels like a bargain.
Feels low.
Lay the over.
But what do I know? I can't pick.
No, please tell me, so long as you promise me or your showmates and the audience at large that you're not going to have, that you won't be like, make this your pick of the week, I think everyone's going to feel a little more comfortable. But look, Andy, Bengals, worst defense in the NFL, last in total defense, 420 yards, a lot. That's the average number of yards that they give up as well. They can't, like, the scoring defense is brutal, 31st and third down stop rate, like, they just, and their rushing defense, their pass defense is, like, bad. Their rushing defense is historically bad, which means if Ramondre does, in fact, come back, this is a great week to just absolutely hammer, grind, and pound away.
So I will tell you, the one disappointment for me as a big Joe Burrow fan is this would have been fun if we were getting ready for a shootout, if we were getting ready for Joe Burrow versus Drake May shootout and looking forward to, can Joe Burrow do it? But we don't even have that because he's not, you know, he's back practicing, but he's not going to play. Maybe he plays soon, but we're going to miss out on that opportunity of comparing Drake to another Super Bowl MVP caliber quarterback. And
that would have been so good.
It makes me a little sad, but I will say this about Drake May, and I heard Jones and Keefe talking about this yesterday when they were talking about that very quarterback, Joe Burrow. Who would you rather have moving forward, Joe Burrow or Drake May? And that leads us to our kickoff question of the day here on WEEI Afternoons. Who would you rather have right now at quarterback for your team, Drake May or the field? Yes, we've gotten to the point where Drake May is akin to Tiger Woods. Remember the old days? It was Tiger versus the field. Well, we now have Drake May versus the field of NFL quarterbacks, Nick Fitzy Stevens. You know all the numbers. He leads or is top five in his everything, yards, completion percentage, deep balls, all these things. Would you take Drake May or the field?
Oh, man. On the day where somebody even made our show Drake May skip and rip artwork logo, how could I pick against our guy? I mean, Burrow at full strength, prime, like Mahomes. Right now, Burrow is still not on the field. Right now, Patrick Mahomes is far from his prime. Right now, there's nobody in the NFC. Not over Matt Stafford. I wouldn't take Stafford over him. I got to be honest. I'm going to flip a coin between Josh Allen and Drake May. And given the way that he's played without the mistakes, I'm going to have to take Drake May over Josh Allen. So it's Drake May over field.
So I think what makes this difficult is how well he's playing right now. We knew there were going to be times when we were wowed by his talent, his physical ability, his playmaking. We didn't know it would be so consistent. Because if it weren't consistent, this would be a question. Because in one thing, he's the anti-Bill Belichick in this sense. We talk about Bill, and the thing that often gets overlooked with all the craziness is his birth certificate. He's 74 years old. So even forget all the other drama in his life, and we'll get to some of the latest Bill Belichick stories out of Carolina a bit later. He's 74.
Yeah, well, we're on to Cincinnati.
We are on to Cincinnati, Bill. Thanks for bringing that up. And we do that on Wednesdays here on WEEI Afternoons. But Drake May's 23 years old. If he was 25 compared to Joe Burrow or Josh Allen, it would still be a question. He's 23 years old. He might be the best quarterback in the league right now. And you're extrapolating off his performances, thinking, well, when he gets a little more experience, a little more knowledge, you know, learns the ins and outs, maybe gets a little bit better talent around him, what's he going to be in a year, 2 years, 3 years? So I think it's Drake May. I think you got to take Drake May. And that doesn't even take into account, Fitzy, that you get at least one more year on a cheap contract. So if you want to like get real analytical and like really serious about this, you have another year of him on a rookie deal before you even start talking about, do I need to extend him, fifth year options, when the money starts to go through the roof a little bit for quarterbacks. So I really do think the and Josh Allen, the one thing I will say about Josh Allen, and you're right, to me that's the other option right now. That's the other best.
You not only watched the game on Sunday with an absurd 9 lead changes and the haymakers back and forth between Baker and Josh Allen. You might have rewatched the highlights and realized, oh no, I think Josh Allen rediscovered himself.
And that would be, if you wanted to do it on pure recency bias, the last 2/3 of that game, you'd go, oh yeah, I got to take Josh Allen. Josh Allen can do things that even Drake May can't do as a power runner at times. He is a more powerful, he can do some of the Cam Newton stuff from his MVP season where he takes a QB draw. And most of these QBs, when they run the QB draw, they're hoping, oh, the linebacker's dropped and these man coverage and there's this big space. Josh Allen just goes, whatever, if you're there, I'll run you over. It doesn't really bother me if you didn't fall for the fake and drop 15 yards deep. And that's one aspect where he puts himself on another level. I also still think Josh Allen has a stronger arm than Drake May.
Yeah.
Just
isn't that
raw
crazy to
power.
Think?
Yeah.
Because Drake May has a cannon for an arm. We've all seen the famous 80-yard video with him chucking it downfield off the goalpost, CGI or not. But Josh Allen, it's that whip-like motion where all of a sudden, without even doing any skip and rip or whatever else that he does, all next thing you know, it is just fired out of a cannon. Like, it's unbelievable the arm strength the guy has.
And then the other thing, if you wanted to really go deep on this, because both of them are Northeast quarterbacks in the National Football League, what is one of the things we've still held out as a little bit of a concern / question that Drake May has to answer?
Can Drake May come from behind in a huge game on the road? Can Drake May make it to the playoffs?
Also, can he play in bad weather in the Northeast with consistency? Hey. Like, there are some people that still believe he's a North Carolina boy, even though he poo-poos it and he's like, yeah, it's been cold down here in high school and college, too. Okay, we'll see how
He doesn't know real New England weather yet.
And that's something Josh Allen has dealt with. You know, he's dealt with, oh, my God, what happened overnight? Why are there 42 inches of snow in this stadium that I play in? And we have to bring fans in to shovel it out and figure out if we can even play today. He's dealt with that. And you're right. The comebacks. He's dealt with comebacks or shootouts with Patrick Mahomes, right? He's done that type of thing, or with Baker Mayfield and others. He's done that with more regularity. But he's also had some dips. He's had, right, like the down points where you're like, oh, he's trying to do too much. And, oh, he also happens to not finish in the postseason. How many Super Bowls has he been to? Oh, they're even, Drake May and Josh Allen. They're even right now, despite the longevity difference in their careers. So I think when you boil it all down, I don't even think, and Dan Ball, I want to work Dan Ball in here. Hello, Dan Ball.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Are we being homers if both of us are answering this question with the answer Drake May?
So let me ask you a specific detail on this. Are you redrafting a team from scratch, or are we taking a quarterback right now going into week 12 against the Bengals and for the stretch run?
Do you want us to answer it two different ways?
Yeah, I'd be curious if Drake May.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Is your answer for both of those questions?
Okay, so Fitzy, I think the starting a team one is easy. Yeah. He's 23 years old. Give me Drake May.
I'm
starting
my Drake team. May. Yeah,
right, and I've already seen him, you know, take a leadership role with a young team and veteran. Like, theoretically, they're building/rebuilding a team, and it's worked really well. He's taken on the center piece role in that formation. So
for sure.
Drake May, easy.
Okay.
For this week, for the here and now,
and for the remainder of the season, on a 9-2 and competitive team for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think I'm still taking Drake May.
That's where
it makes it
that's
tougher.
That's where I would draw the line on your homer.
Okay, what's the answer then?
I think the answer is an established playoff quarterback. It's Allen's playoff record. Allen's stats in the playoffs. I would take that over Drake. I'd take Mahomes over Drake.
It's not his fault that he loses those games.
No. We've gone through the Sean McDermott defensive woes in the playoffs on the show. We don't need to do it again. But I'd take both Allen and Mahomes over Drake for the stretch run of this season right now, just because I've seen them do it. Where I still need to see Drake do it in the playoffs. In the clutch time before I'm comfortable taking him over the entire field. But he's not lower than a top five answer to that question.
That Mahomes guy that's 0-5 in one score games this year? Is that the guy you want over my guy Drake May?
In clutch time, in a playoff situation, absolutely no question about it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. 0-5.
He's been there.
Numbers tell you.
Well, what credit do you give the been there, done that factor?
It's certainly
clearly not a lot.
Well, I don't know how good has Drake May disappointed us in any way this season?
He was late to a call once.
Okay, us personally, you're right. Good point.
Couple
touché.
Bad connections.
Okay.
His cell phone was
I meant still waiting for that first sit down.
Okay, outside of our Patriots Monday interviews with him.
Media based obligations. Oh, as a quarterback, There was a couple dumb interceptions against the Steelers.
Okay, yeah. Well, I saw a couple dumb interceptions from Josh Allen on Sunday. Like, I think I can do that. I've seen throws from Patrick Mahomes this year where he's looked less than comfortable, human, you know, not necessarily the perfect veteran, as Brady used to say, who had all the answers to the questions and the test, and I know everything. He's looked uncomfortable at times. He's missed flat-out throws, just flat-out throws where he's missed wide-open guys in games that I've watched. So, I don't know. Drake May, Brian Hoyer said it yesterday, and he might have been a little bit overly optimistic, but remember when he said something to the effect of, I'm trying to remember the last time I thought he had a really bad pass where he forced a throw into a terrible situation, whatever. And if you think about that, you could probably come up with them, but they're few and far between. They're like one play per game where you're like, oh, I don't like that at all. And I can do that with anybody.
Zone pick against the Bucks, I think.
Right. And you can do that. You know, last week, I think I said there was one scramble where I thought he was a little indecisive and put himself in harm's way. One play per game. You can find one, and I can do that with all 31 other starting quarterbacks in the National Football League, but they're not 23. They're not getting better week by week, making adjustments, leaps and bounds. So I think the answer is Drake May, and I don't think that makes us homers. I think if you ask Mark Schlereth this question, you're going to get a good consideration for Drake May.
Good consideration, yes. Him being the answer, no shot. For a guy that covers the league nationally, no chance.
All right, so Dan, would you take... So let's say right now in this triumvirate of football talkers, Andy would take Drake May to start a playoff game. You'd probably take Mahomes. I would probably take Josh Allen.
None of us are taking Lamar Jackson, right?
No.
No, because we know how those end.
Any of us taking Matthew Stafford? Because I think an argument can be made for Matthew Stafford as the aged veteran who is now above 500 for his career.
Yeah, I'd entertain that over Drake right now.
Yeah, and I think that is a fair one. That would be... Matthew Stafford kind of has the whole package. He's been through the ups, the downs. He has the arm strength. He still has the sneaky mobility and ability.
Veteran savvy and the no-look sideways pass.
Yes, he has all those tricks, all those clubs in his bag. So I would listen to the argument to Matthew Stafford, and I'm guessing, Dan Ball, as you bring up, national guys, I think Matthew Stafford would be in the conversation
there. Yeah, I feel like Drake would be a fringe top five answer to that question nationally if we're talking about would you take him for the stretch run. But to your ultimate point, Andy, I think you ask Schlereth, you ask Schefter, though I don't think he'd give you an opinion, but you ask other national guys that we've talked to, who are you starting a franchise with right now? I would have to imagine that if you ask 10, 8 of them are saying Drake. Somebody may try to be a naysayer and go somewhere else, but I feel like that one's a relatively easy answer.
And can I tell you why that scares me? The track record at that position / the answer to that question. Because I think for 2 years in a row, there might have been a unanimous answer. And correct me if I'm wrong here, if I'm making presumptions, but I think over a 2 year span, it would have been unanimous that C.J. Stroud was the answer to that question 3 years ago or whatever, 2 years ago. And I think coming off last year, it would have been unanimous that it was Jaden Daniels, right? And now it's unanimous that it's Drake May. Is that concerning to us that if this were the SATs, like, what's next in this series? Oh, is it a disappointing year where the quarterback falls back to reality, right? Am I being overly cynical to include those three guys in sort of a series?
No, of course not. Fitzy, I don't know about you, but I feel like there's a pretty good bit of evidence to Andy's point about that.
Yeah, I would say, I don't think you're being too cynical on that front. I also wonder, like, would anyone be willing to, in a speculative capacity, say, I'm going to bank that Joe Burrow is going to be good enough when he comes back in 2 weeks? Because his playoff stats are, just like Joe Burrow, regular season stats, fantastic.
Oh, I'm a huge Joe Burrow fan. If you could guarantee, and I know you can't guarantee me, but if he were a little younger, or you could guarantee me he was durable and stayed on the field, because Joe Burrow, I believe, is 29. So you're talking about, he's got a decade left, right? And good quarterbacks play till 40 now. Like, you could get a good 10 years out of him. But with Joe Burrow, that might only be 5 years, right? With the way his career has trended in terms of injuries.
If someone doesn't give the guy a damn offensive line, it could be even shorter.
So that's what would concern me about him. So, you can make arguments. You can definitely make arguments. I just think you can make a really legitimate, strong argument that Drake May is the answer, certainly to the build-around question, but also to the you're trying to win a game today, you're trying to win a game next week, or you're trying to win a game on January 17th. 617-779-7937. This ought to go well. Tell us if we're homers. Are we being homers to tell you that Drake May is the best quarterback in the NFL? He's the guy you'd take to win a game today. He's the guy you'd take to start a franchise around. 617-779-7937. Reminder that 3:45, we will indeed talk to Adam Schefter, ESPN, our weekly chat with the information guy. See what the league thought of the little spitting incident. Do they have a pandemic of spitting this season in the National Football League? As well as many questions about the Patriots and everything going on across the league. Up next, though, Dan Orlovsky has chimed in with a little negativity. We know he loves Drake May, so I don't think his criticisms are going to include the quarterback position or anything about the offense. But Dan Orlovsky has some places for the Patriots to improve, some concerns. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.